Head over to the livestock side, and the way we look at this cattle market, they seem to be getting some pressure from the hogs.
Hogs are threatening that reversal from the high, or, you know, saying, okay, have we seen the high? So far, we've been able to hold Tuesday's low, and that's one of the keys. This, too, is a market that is very overbought, similar to what we've seen was in the soybeans. Futures are well above the cash, and the gains in the cash appear to be slowing down. But still, with the PD virus effect still getting worse, traders remain scared to be the first one to establish short positions in this market.
Many wonder, though, how long can we see the profit numbers we're seeing for these hogs?
Yeah, exactly right. Meanwhile, product prices continue to go up, set new record highs day after day now, and beef prices setting new record highs as well. So the consumer appears to be willing to buy, feeling a little bit better about the economy. Barbecue season hopefully around the corner. That's helping the demand for the meat sector, the higher quality meats, and so the packers are paying up. We're seeing positive packer margins now for the entire meat sector.
Could that be all on the expectations when we look at those higher priced beef because they think the cash is going to be there?
Well, certainly could be. So far, we're seeing some bids for the beef in the Southern Plains around 146, which is roughly $2 below where we were last week. That's not unusual. That would suggest that packers may be ready to pay at least steady money this week, and with finally seeing some positive packer margins, they actually may have some incentive to pay up for a limited supply of cattle.
And, of course, before you know it, grilling season is going to be officially here, which should mean more consumption of pork, beef, and even some poultry.
We normally see a seasonal uptick in movement of product as retailers stock up for grilling season. The question is, will we see it this year as well? I would anticipate that we will if the weather cooperates. Certainly we're seeing a warmer trend right now. Unfortunately, forecasters call for April to turn cold once again, which could really squash grilling season. But for now, I expect the retailers to stock up, and I think retailers would be willing to subsidize those high prices for now in order to try to get the customer in the door. That may not continue through the spring, but for now, I think it will help us with that product movement short term.
As long as it's cold and wet in April, right?
We'd certainly like to see the moisture coming in here. We can always plant the crops in May, but that means we need to see some moisture in April to deal with some of these drought conditions.